Organist Marilyn Kaiser is legendary in the American organ world, and she's in constant demand as a recitalist and workshop leader. This weekend, she returns to the Triad in recital at Old Salem Museums and Gardens. On the program will be music by Mendelssohn, Bach, and Haydn, as well as two local composers. Marilyn has selected Moravian-inspired music by Margaret Vardell Sandreski, titled The Good Shepherd, and the Salem Sonata by composer Dan Locklear. Marilyn is Chancellor's Professor of Music Emeritus at Jacobs School of Music, Indiana University in Bloomington, where she taught courses in sacred music and applied organ for 25 years. Last year, she was awarded the American Guild of Organists Distinguished Artist Award. Prior to her appointment at Indiana University, Dr. Kaiser was assistant organist of the Riverside Church in New York City.
I was the assistant at Riverside Church, and then I went to the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, and I was there for 4 years. The organ at the cathedral was, for me, I think, my favorite organ in the world. It was an Aeolian Skinner, is an Aeolian Skinner organ. It's been recently rebuilt and rededicated, but it was built for a cathedral that has now, I guess, 10 seconds of reverberation and is 601 feet long. I was told my students that it's the length of two football fields.
Unbelievable.
And I think 110 feet high. It's just a massive space, the largest cathedral in the world. And every time I played there, I was just so thrilled. Just a massive sound, but also very, very soft. When I played at Garden Grove at the Crystal Cathedral, the reviewer said that I had set the cathedral's 10,000 windows in jeopardy.
At this Friday's recital at Old Salem, Marilyn will perform on the Tannenberg organ there as part of Old Salem's ongoing celebration of the 10th anniversary of the 1800 David Tannenberg organ's restoration.
I have not actually played this organ before, so I usually when I play a concert, I go at least 2 days ahead. It takes usually 8 to 10 or 12 hours to set up an organ before a concert because every organ is different. A magnificent sound, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing it.
And when you talk about setups, are you preparing the stops or trying to select your orchestration prior to the performance?
Right, that's right. And many composers say flute 8. Well, you know, any given organ could have as many as 8 or 10 or 12 8-foot flutes, so you have to decide which one and whether it needs to be under expression or not and what the quality of the flute sound is. So it really takes a long time to set up a program.
On the program, music of a local composer with, I guess, world reach, and that music of Dan Locklear. I wonder if you could talk first off about your having crossed paths with him. You've had an ongoing relationship with him over decades.
Right. I first met Dan when he was a senior at Mars Hill College in North Carolina, and I was at All Souls Church in Asheville, North Carolina. I had just moved there, and I was doing some work for the Episcopal Diocese of Western North Carolina, and I met Dan through that connection, and he went on to Union Theological Seminary in New York, which was the graduate school that I attended, and then he went to the Eastman School of Music. We kept contact a little bit through those years, but then he moved back to Winston-Salem to teach at Wake Forest and wrote a wonderful set of pieces titled Rubrics. It's a set of 5 movements. He gave me a copy and a tape, and I played the tape and played the music, and I just was blown away. I was so excited. I just played the tape over and over and over in my car.
Chancellor's Professor of Music Emeritus at Jacobs School of Music, Indiana University, and American Guild of Organists Distinguished Artist, Dr. Marilyn Kaiser. On Friday night, May 9th at 7:30, she'll perform a recital in Old Salem Museums and Gardens in the Visitor Center's James A. Gray Jr. Auditorium. Marilyn will be joined by two outstanding students from Indiana University, violinist Esther Kim and cellist Joseph Kaiser. A reception will follow the concert. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.